Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, guess what? The Māori Land Film Festival is back for its 11th year. Every year, the Indigenous world comes together in Ōtaki on New Zealand's Kāpiti Coast to celebrate Indigenous storytelling on screen. It starts tomorrow and it runs over 5 days. The festival shows 168 films with more than 130 Indigenous nations represented. Madeline Hakaraya de Young is the festival's director and joins me from Ōtaki now. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora, Emil.
This must be very exciting. You must be relieved and I would venture to say probably a bit exhausted as well, Maddie.
Oh, relieved, exhausted, nervous. It's all the feelings. We just got back from the beach where we had our welcome barbecue for the filmmakers who are with us already, and just seeing that people are actually here is always a huge relief, and we're all rearing to go tomorrow.
Must be so cool hanging out with the filmmakers whose work you know and who you sort of know about and admire, and finally sort of meeting them in the flesh and speaking to them. It must be a totally different experience.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes it's that sort of double back moment of going, have we actually met yet or not? Because you feel like you know them once you've seen their films and seen their stories and been talking for months on end. But there's also another layer of it, of that we've got lots of returning filmmakers as well. And so as you start to see their stories grow over some time, that's really special too. Like one of our opening night filmmakers, Sunna, she was actually our festival intern back in 2017 when she was working for Scott McColvick Film Festival up in Sapmi territory in the very, very, very far north of Finland. And so she's coming back tomorrow night with the world premiere of her short film as part of the Reciprocity Project. And so that's another kind of layer that's really special to see.
Tell us a bit about the Māori Land Festival and its kaupapa more broadly. It's the biggest Indigenous film festival in the Southern Hemisphere, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So it started from a love of filmmaking and from telling our own stories. My auntie, Libby Hakaraya, made a film on our marae with our aunties, and it inspired our whānau and also got to travel lots. And from there, Māori Land Film Festival was born. So the heart of the festival is celebrating Indigenous storytelling and presenting those films. And we've got 168 titles this year from all over the Indigenous world. But as it's grown, it's, you know, you can't make a film without artists. You need creatives of all kinds. So we have Toi Matero Gallery with their annual exhibition. When we all come together, we all want to share stories and experiences. You know, doing creative work can be isolating at times or difficult. So our industry program is now the biggest it's ever been. And the public part of that, Native Minds, is on Saturday. And that those kōrero hosted by Tainui Stevens are always really rich and riveting kōrero with filmmakers that, you know, you get three of them together in a room with someone as great as Tainui asking questions and the world opens up.
I remember talking to your auntie Livy years ago. Gee, it must have been one of the first shows that I'd ever hosted. And you're the director now. That must feel pretty cool. What does that mean, being the director of the festival? Do you choose which movies go on display, or are you talking to the artists and directors and doing logistics and stuff like that?
It's such an odd thing. I'm still adjusting to people calling me the festival director because it's the way that we work is so collaborative. And as a whānau, you know, there were I think 13 of us on our programming team this year because we had the most submissions we've ever had. So I've watched almost everything, but There's not enough space in the brain to make that many decisions by yourself. Today, we've got all of our rangatahi filmmakers who are part of our youth film leadership group, Ngā Pakiaka. And so that's another 15 young people who come from all over Aotearoa, and they present our screenings. They do our Q&As. Today they were, running around putting down carpet squares, cleaning ice cream fridges. Everybody's kind of chipping in everywhere. Libby was on the roof of Ngā Porepore, our biggest venue, helping to black it out with our setup crew. So it's a whānau exercise with us all chipping in to bring this festival to life.
Must be a real big deal for Ōtaki as a town as well, I imagine.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. It's little things, like today one of our venues is across the road from the Māori Hub where we're based on Main Street, Memorial Hall, and we're transforming that into a digital and interactive exhibition that opens on Thursday. But that little thing of trying to cross the road to go from one venue to the other, and it's, 20 meters, but there's traffic in town. And you notice that in a small town,
Totally.
it's whenever people from Tāmaki come down and I comment on the traffic, they laugh at me. But it's when you start to feel all those extra bodies in the town together that you start to, there's a buzz to it.
And we mentioned 168 films, more than 130 Indigenous nations represented on screen at this year's iteration of the festival. Is there a strong contingent from Aotearoa as well?
Yeah, I'd say I think about a third of the program is from Aotearoa,
Cool.
and a lot of those filmmakers are new filmmakers, but we've got the festival premiere, we're calling it, but it really we're part of the opening of Rachel House's debut feature film, The Mountain, which screens on Thursday night. So they open in Taranaki, and then come down to us, and we're so excited to be able to share that film, but also to be part of that film's journey with Rachel. Everybody will know her from Thor and Hunt for the Wilder People, and she's a familiar face, but this is the first film that she's directed.
Any films, or I'm putting you on the spot here, that you would rate as an absolute must-see, or something that you are especially thrilled to be showing this year?
It's I've been asked this question a lot,
I
and
bet
it's
you
really
have.
difficult.
Yeah.
There's the big evening features, which are all great, but there's I'll share with you one of my favorite programs of shorts. So I think we've got 18 shorts programs in the festival this year, and I love short films. I think it's really to make a great short film, you can tell so much in such a short amount of time. And there's a program on Sunday called Talkie Tour, which all of those films kind of sit in a magical realism space. They're portals into other realms, and they're all really different but beautiful. There's a film in there called Kartalia Mudskipper by John Harvey, and it's about an Indigenous Australian woman working, I think she's Torres Strait Islander, working in a laundromat, and she opens one of those big laundromat washing machines and ventures into the Dreamtime and into goes back home. And it's so beautiful and so familiar. Our laundromat is one of the only things that's open all night here in Ōtaki, so the lights are always on. And when I saw that film, I was really captured by it.
That's great. That's really poetic, actually. That's beautiful. All right, Maddie. For people who are feeling the call of the Māori Land Film Festival and would like to get amongst and get along, where can they go to find out more, get tickets, that kind of thing?
Sure. So you can find the whole program on our website, maorilandfilm.co.nz, or if you just want to dive straight into buying tickets, they're at iticket.co.nz. You can also come down to the Māori Hub on Ōtaki's Main Street, and there you can pick up a physical program, get your tickets, and take in the buzz of the street. You'll be able to hear Ngāti Taiapa's artwork booming next door with karakia. It's going to be a really fun week.
Totally. Sounds like a blast. Maddie, thanks so much for your time tonight. I appreciate it.
Kia ora, Mel.
That was Madeline Hakaraya de Young, who is the director of the Māori Land Film Festival. It starts tomorrow and it runs over 5 days, 168 films, more than 130 Indigenous nations represented. It looks fantastic. So get along there if you can.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.